This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Keith Hanna, K-E-I-T-H, middle initial E-H-A-N-N-A, date about 10/02/1964, date of appointment May 28, 2024, requesting physician Karen McCree. K-A-R-E-N-M-C-C-R-E-A-F-N-P. Dear Karen McCree, I have the pleasure of seeing Keith Hanna today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has a problem with restless neck syndrome. Recently, his arm started bothering him. He has a spasm in the muscles, keeping him awake at night. One night, he stood up and leaning against the bar, he fell and went to the sleep, having pain in the both shoulder, having pain in the legs, having numbness in both arms, shooting pain in the hands and tingling sensation, having neck pain, no backache, muscles are twitching, cannot sleep at night, sleep during daytime. He has a history of COPD, using oxygen in the daytime and BiPAP at night, which he is not using regularly. He becomes short of breath easily. Past medical history. Ulnar neuropathy, Dupuytren contracture, COPD. Excessive sleepiness, essential hypertension, history of alcohol abuse, oxygen dependent. Obesity, ex-cigarette smoker, restless leg syndrome, past surgical history, jaw surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. Oh, allergy, please rewrite again. Allergy to azithromycin medication, albuterol, amlodipine, bisperon, cholecalciferol, acetylsalopram, fluticasone, furosemide, ipratropium, levofloxacin, loratadine, omeprazole, potassium chloride, rofluminolast, ropinirole, 2 mg 2 times daily. Social history, he is an ex-smoker, he stopped smoking 6 years ago, he is an ex-heavy drinker. He still drink a couple of beers, couple of times per week. He's disabled, he's married with his wife, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, diabetes, father alive, MI, stent in the heart, dementia. One sister with cancer of the colon, one brother with depression. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose. No dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 5 over 5, deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 4 over 4, ankle clonus present. He is walking with the help of the cane and he has oxygen. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Restless leg syndrome. Number 2. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 3. Cervical radiculopathy. Number 4, essential tremor. Number 5, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 6, peripheral neuropathy. Number 7, degenerative disc disease. Number 8, history of alcoholism. Number 9, anxiety. Number 10, back pain. Number 11, pain in the limb and pain in the joint. Number 12, dizziness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the ropinirole to 2 milligram 3 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the C spine and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office and 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.